Welcome to Transformation Secrets. This is Luke Rangel, and these are some quick tips to give you the best results ever.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Transformation Secrets. All right, so I'm just going to jump right into this. Today's topic came about because I was just scrolling my social media, checking things out, going through stories, and then this keto 2.0 showed up. And it just got me interested, of course. I'm like, all right, now what are they trying to sell? For those of you, a little background story. I'm completely against any kind of diet that takes away one of the three macronutrients. The macronutrients being protein, carbs, or fat. If you've taken my 21-day challenge or been a part of it or seen anything that I post, you know that there are benefits to every single macronutrient and there's no need to eliminate it. And so someone asked me, why is keto so bad? So if you're wondering why I'm so against it, this is usually the case. They messaged me, said, why is keto so bad? And then instead of just saying it, I wanted to find out like where this person was. So I was like, hey, do you plan on doing keto or are you currently thinking about it? And then this person said, why do you, she's already in 1 week. Why do you think it's not bad? And then I was like, well, let me ask you, do you hate carbs? Do you not enjoy fruit, pancakes, donuts, rice, potatoes, or tortillas? And then she said, no, I love all of that. I was just trying to kickstart something and doing it with friends. I have no motivate, but I really have to get it together. All right. And then she went on to say, I just know keto is not a lifelong thing. For me, it's obviously not healthy. So she's already knows this as she's doing it. But I'm trying to do a clean. If you can give me some other options, I would appreciate it and all this stuff. And then so I said, that is exactly why the keto diet is terrible. It's not sustainable. People will start it as a kickstart. They lose weight, but not because they stop eating carbs. So that's the biggest thing when it comes to 90% of people that do keto. They start keto, they lose all this weight the first week, and they think it's because they stopped eating carbs. But really, most people do the keto wrong. When you do keto, yes, you lower your carbs, but then you're supposed to raise your calories of fat and protein to make up for those carbs that you don't eat. But what most people do is all they do, they eat how they normally do, they just eat less carbs. So really the reason why they lost weight is because they cut their calories in half. It doesn't matter what you do. If you eat less than 1,000 calories a day, you're going to lose weight. It doesn't matter if you cut out carbs, protein, fat, or anything. And so that's why most people lose weight. And so I kept going on to say, so I didn't say all that. That was in my head. It's not sustainable. People will start it as a kickstart. They lose the weight, but not because of the carbs, but because they eat lower calories. So they lose the weight without ever learning how to eat correctly. And that's the problem is people will lose the weight, but they still don't know how to eat correctly other than eliminate foods they enjoy. Then they go, so then once they lose the weight, they go back to eating carbs slowly, only to gain all the way back and more. And again, it's because they never truly understood how to eat carbs. And then I ended it with one of my favorite quotes, if you aren't going to do it forever, then don't do it for a day. And that is the key when it comes to any kind of nutrition or exercise program or anything that you do. If it's not something that you're going to be able to do the rest of your life, you have no reason to do it for even one day. Because if you're not going to do it the rest of your life, then it's not sustainable and you're not going to keep any kind of results if you get results by doing it. And then, of course, she agreed. And then luckily she signed up. She's going to be a part of my next 21-day challenge. So I'm really excited to teach her the proper way of how to do this. And if you're interested in the 21-day challenge, just go to blastoffthefat.com. It's blastoffthefat.com. You could look at more stuff like that. So again, as I was doing, I was scrolling through this keto 2.0 and it caught my interest. I was like, all right, now what are they trying to sell? What is this whole keto 2.0 thing? And so all it was is the keto diet, but now they're making it easier because people can't follow the keto diet. It says most people can't follow the keto diet. So now they're making it easier, right? Shocker. It's hard to follow. And so the normal keto plan, so like if you're, let's say you're eating 2,000 calories a day, which 99% of people listening to this are not even eating 2,000 calories a day, but let's say you are, 10% of those calories are supposed to come from carbs, all right? So at the very most, you're not eating any more than 50 grams of carbs. And so to kind of put that in perspective, if you have one banana or a medium-sized apple, both of those are about 25 to 30 grams of carbs, right? So you can't even have like two apples in a day without going over the carb limit of traditional keto. And then so because your carbs are so low, your fat is around 60 to 80% of your total calories, all right? And so now, because that is so hard for people to follow, because no one wants to follow it, obviously you're going to hate your life if you do that. Now they said, because that was so hard, what they're doing is they relaxed the plan. So now the keto, instead of being 10% of your total calories, now you could eat up to 20% of your total calories, which is around 100 grams of carbs if you're on a 2,000 calorie diet. And then because you're raising from 10 to 20% of carbs, now you're lowering the fat from whatever 60 to 80% down to 40 to 50% of your total calories. So ideally, what is happening is the keto diet is simply slowly moving towards a normal way of eating. So it's not even, eventually it's not even going to be keto, but they're going to keep the keto name and the brand because a lot of people make money off of it. And that's all it comes down to that. But if you just simply learn how to eat proper protein, how to eat proper carbs, how to eat proper fat, you're going to be as healthy and lose the weight that you want. I just finished the first week of my current 21-day challenge, and it's insane. I've had people lose up to, I think one person lost 7.5 pounds. And I did not tell them how much to eat at all the whole week. People kept asking. I said, I'm not going to tell you how much to eat. Here's the healthy foods. Here's your healthy protein, carbs, and fat. Eat how you normally eat. Just eat off this list. And people were losing weight like crazy just by eating healthy. And I'm teaching them a few things. And now today I'm going to start customizing the nutrition plan with them. And the results are really going to take off. And they're going to learn how much carbs they can actually eat and still lose weight. Like I've had a female like eat over 200 grams of carbs and she lost 130 pounds. And so again, keto, you can't. They're saying you can't eat more than 50 grams of carbs. This lady was eating over 200 grams of carbs and lost 130 pounds. Who's the happier person? The person eating less than 50 grams of carbs and sacrificing all the joy of life and to lose some weight, or the person that could eat literally whatever she wants and lost over 130 pounds and has kept it off for over 2 years now? It's absolutely amazing. All right, so that is my rant for today. That is everything with keto and my opinion about it, if you were wondering what my opinion of keto was. But yeah, it just sparked this keto 2.0. And I hopefully, if this conversation just changes one person's mind of not doing keto, then this was worth 8 minutes of my time. All right, guys, have a beautiful day. Again, if you want to learn just how to properly eat the right way that you enjoy, just go to blastoffthefat.com and I'll see you inside that group.
Thanks so much for listening. If this brought you any value, please rate and send a review. Also, take a picture and tag me on Instagram at Luke A. Rangel. And then on top of that, if you would like to take your results to the next level and you would like me to teach you how to customize your nutrition plan 100% to you, go to blastoffthefat.com. That's blastoffthefat.com. Because the first week, I'm even going to show you how to eat out and lose weight. The second week, I'm going to show you how to drink alcohol and lose weight. And then the third week, I'm going to show you how to get long-term results. If that sounds good to you, again, go to blastoffthefat.com.